You better come on down in my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors.
There are those who believe that in a special place and at a special time, you can hear ghosts. Some also believe that these ghosts, under the right circumstances, can be recorded. On October 25th, 2012, local blues singer-songwriter John Ford checked into the Gunter Hotel in San Antonio, Texas. Ford specifically requested room 414, and in that room, he set up a simple 1958 mono Voice of Music reel-to-reel tape recorder and proceeded to lay down five tracks in the hopes of catching a ghost. Room 414 of the Gunter Hotel is precisely where, in November of 1936, blues legend Robert Johnson recorded 16 songs destined to become the music of legend. In my kitchen, 'cause it's going to be raining outdoors, yeah. Ford is a veteran of the Cincinnati music scene and has played a variety of music and has been writing songs since his early teens. He explains, whether it be songs I've written or an old song from the 1930s, I play what I fall in love with. The songs from Room 414 contain two tracks written by Ford, one traditional composition by Son House, and a song each by Lightnin' Hopkins and, of course, Robert Johnson. I can't confirm whether or not Ford had to sell his soul to make this recording, but he certainly may have leased it at the crossroads for a weekend. He hits all the right notes and brings the right vibe to this collection. The sound of Ford's original pieces, Southern Comfort and Carolina Blues, is more akin to John Prine than John Lee Hooker. But his songs are effortlessly memorable, rhythmically engaging, and will make you want to kick back on your front porch with a tall glass of iced tea on a summer night when the crickets are chirping and everything's just all right.
Big breasts, here I come.
Ford's covers of Hopkins' Penitentiary Blues and Johnson's Come On In My Kitchen lack the grit, strain, struggle, smoke, and whiskey of the originals, and come off sounding more like something from Eric Clapton's Unplugged sessions. That should not be taken as a slight. By doing these songs that are so indelibly etched into the landscape of music history, Ford is all but demanding that he be held to a much higher standard. Besides, one could do much worse than to be compared to Clapton.
Big breasts, here I come. Tell me who the right. John the Revelator, tell me who's that writing. John the Revelator, tell me who's that writing. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas.
However, in the recording of John the Revelator, Ford completely nails it. His voice and guitar work are symbiotic and groaning with burdensome soul. It was in this song that Ford is at his most free and loose, and is letting his spirit fly. And that makes for the most successful track on the disc. John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas. The songs from Room 414 can be found at John Ford's Reverb Nation page, and maybe, if you listen to it in a special place and at a special time, you might just hear ghosts.
John Revelator, tell me who's that writing? John Revelator, tell me who's that writing? John Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas.
For WVXU's Local Exposure, I'm Jim Nolan.
Down Christ goes early on Easter morning, but the baby went down the sea. They said, tell my 12 apostles to be men in Galilee. But tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator, tell me who's that riding? John the Revelator wrote the book of the seven seas.